if you reach your 10, you've achieved your goal. You reach your 15, you've achieved your goal. You reach your 20 or 25, you've achieved your goal. So you haven't stopped at 10, because what happens is people get to their 10 and they stop. They go, well, I've achieved my goal, and they end up going back into their old routine and they go back into the old way. Now, if you keep setting that limit higher and higher, you're going to have to keep going and keep pushing, because you go, well, what can I achieve in the next 3 months?
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, from SharonSaylor.com. And, oh my goodness, you know, we're into summer already. Can you believe it? It is over and done. And I have a very, very dear friend who's over in the UK, and I asked him to be on because he is just fabulous about setting goals, understanding, you know, all the nuances of it. So I asked Dean Griffiths. He's also known as the Soul Whisperer. Maybe you've heard of him. He is an intuitive coach whose passion in life is empowering people to live a life of purpose. And I just love that, because Dean will talk to us regardless of our diagnosis, regardless of our situation, you can always live a life of purpose. And he really knows how to help us do that. He works with one simple rule: the problem is not the problem. Your attitude about the problem is the problem. And I love that, because I say that about our autoimmune conditions too. Some people will yell at me and argue with me that, you know, Sharon, I've got this label and I've got this, I can't do that and I can't do that and I can't do that and I can't do that. And I always say, what can you do? Because that's so important to me. I was given all those labels too, guys. And yeah, there are days when I just like am grateful that I put one foot on the floor, or I'm grateful that I'm standing in the shower. Absolutely, I get it. But don't let your diagnosis define you. So that's why Dean is here. He is the founder and CEO of Energy Fusion, an online health and wellness platform whose goal is to empower over 100 million people to take charge of their health. So welcome, Dean, my dear. So wonderful to see you again.
Hey, Sharon. It's such a pleasure to be on the show again. So thank you for inviting me again.
Oh, absolutely. Because here we are at the year, and I'm looking back and I'm like, holy moly, where does months go? I'm rolling along okay with my health, but wow.
This is actually a good time of the year to actually do like a review of what's happening, how your year's been, and then how you want to go now, right? So I think it's actually such a good time of year for a lot of people. So a lot of people take time off during the summer. For me, it's a good time to review and look at what I've done and what I want to do now going forward for the rest of the year. So I think it's actually a great time of year right now.
Well, I think so too, because the pressure is off. With New Year's resolutions, everybody's talking about them. There's a lot of pressure. And you're right. My business does slow down in the summer, so I do have more time to do the things I want to do. But what if I'm looking back and I'm sort of going into the checklist of like, oh my gosh, my to-do list, but all of our to-do lists, because that adds stress to us regardless of what our health condition is. What if we're looking back and our to-do list is just as long as it was in January?
But the thing is that what happens is that we set a to-do list, and then we think if we haven't achieved it by a certain period, we kind of give up. But I'm going, it's just me, it's just a time to go, let me have a look at what I thought I could achieve and go, actually, maybe I need to change what I, you know, what's really important to me now? Do I need to change what I want to achieve? Do I need to bring in more people to help me? You know, the one thing I find most people struggle with, they think they have to do it all themselves. I'm going, sometimes you have to bring people in to help you achieve your goals. So for me, it's going, use this time now to look and go, okay, I may be further behind from where I was, but what can I do now going forward? Because just because the first 6 months of the year you didn't do as much as you probably could have done, doesn't mean the next 6 months can't be that way also. So the next 6 months, you could do double the amount of work. We just don't know, right? So if we go into that mindset going, well, if I haven't done much in the first 6 months of the year, then I'm probably not going to do too much in the second half. But if you change your mindset and go, well, I probably didn't do as much as I would like, but you know what? I'm going to put more effort in. I'm going to see who can help me achieve my goals because I'm not going to give up on my goals. People, it's too easy for people to give up in these situations and go, you know what? Maybe I should just change my goals, make them easier for me. I'm saying, no, stick with them. Keep them. Now push yourself a little bit more and go, what can I do different now to still achieve those goals by the end of the year? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. When we're talking about asking people for help, I notice oftentimes, I'm going to revert to health here. With a health condition, I think some people get a little sheepish about asking. They get a little like afraid, like, oh my gosh, I asked, you know, last month for help. I asked, and they're just feeling like, oh my gosh, am I outstaying my welcome, so to speak? How do we build up that courage to ask? Because sometimes that's one of the toughest things to do is ask for help. Because I know in my business, it's not that hard to hire a VA. You know, okay, I want a little help on my website, or I need a little help editing or something. Pretty easy to hire a VA these days at even a reasonable price. But sometimes when it's a little more personal with a health issue, it's kind of tough to keep asking.
Yeah, it can be. It's, again, I use the same kind of principle that you're talking about in business, is that the people around you are there to support you. Now, it's normally when you feel like you're being overwhelming on them asking too much, you go, well, that's your feeling, not theirs. Now, if they're telling you, you know what, I can't always help you, then that's something different. If you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't feel like you want to keep asking, well, that's yours to look at and go, well, actually, am I actually just feeling uncomfortable about asking? Or is it actually that I need to find someone else to ask? Because often we go to the people that we think can help us the most. But I don't know about you, but I've also often found is actually most of the people who sometimes help me, especially in the hardest times, are not the people that I would normally go to.
Isn't that funny?
So I find actually sometimes what happens is, yeah, right? So you kind of go, stop, okay, look at who else you've got available in your circle. And you'd be surprised, you know, we go immediately to our family, to our friends, but there's also those friends on the peripheral who are actually really helpful, even business colleagues sometimes, who actually are willing to help because they're probably been through or going through similar patterns to you. I always say, you know, going back to our last conversation that we had last time is how we're surrounded by people with similar kind of patterns. So you think you've got a problem. There's probably people around you going through very similar patterns as you. Now, if you can connect with those people, all of a sudden you're helping each other. So to me, it's thinking, okay, who else in my circles do I have that I can actually connect with me, who can actually help me achieve my goals without me feeling like I'm overburdening other people in my life?
Now, for those that are just listening to us for the first time here, Dean, explain this idea of the patterns that we surround ourselves with and how that affects what happens to us.
Yeah, so, you know, I use a very similar thing. I said, look, if you want to be successful, do you surround yourself with millionaires or do you surround yourself with homeless people? It comes back to is who we spend our time with, who we interact with, even who you listen to on podcasts, who you watch on YouTube is a vibration or reflection of who you want to be. So if you're just watching like Netflix and you're watching all these sad movies and everything and you're wondering why your life is not so well, I go, well, there's your reflection. Is it everything that you're engaging in? And it's not just people, but obviously the people that you can look at. You know, I always take the five closest people that you spend your most time with because they give you an example of where you are in terms of yourself. So if you have friends who have relationship problems and they're the people you spend your most time with, then I'll be looking at your relationship and go, well, how's your relationship? But actually, my relationship is not too good either. Well, now you can see why you're attracting these people. So for whatever you want, I go, if you want to have more something, then find people who have that already and then spend more time with them. Again, it's going back to what I just said is that we have, you'd be surprised actually who we have in our circles around us. You know, when we're part of big networks like me and you are, like with the EBC, is that we're connected to a lot of people. So sometimes it's just about changing who you're connected to and actually having conversations with different people, saying, what's my goal? What kind of people are trying to achieve that goal like me right now? And or what people have actually achieved that goal that I should be connecting with right now so that I can actually keep on track with what I'm trying to do?
And I think that's a really important pattern in health, because I know when I first started this health journey, a lot of time was just consumed with appointments, procedures, you know, looking up on the internet, which I don't recommend, but because that can be a real downer. but
I agree.
And then maybe you're not surrounding yourself with ill people, but you're surrounding yourself. A lot of your thought process is just on the health professionals and procedures and things, and so it can become, I'll say, a way of life almost. That's the sole focus is just finding the answers and continuing on. And that's what I love to bring about people like you and others on the Autoimmune Hour, because it's not just about autoimmune. That might be the label that we share here so we know what sort of the basis of the show is about. But for me, it's about how do we thrive? How do we get past believing the diagnosis and just going, look, I've got this one life and I've got to make the best of it. And your conversation just a minute ago reminded me of about 5 years ago, I met this new person, thought they were a lot of fun, and we agreed to go out to dinner one night a week. After a few months, I started to realize, wow, this person criticizes everything. The staff is always not the right staff, and the food is not right. And I had to, unfortunately, I'm not sure why I enjoyed them, but at the time I did, I had to break it off because I realized in the rest of my world, I was starting to say critical things about everything. So to your point, it's so contagious.
You know, and it's very easy to get drawn into those kind of, I read something recently about relationships. And this guy who was a relationship coach, he actually said it, for every 5 negative experiences that you have, that equals to 1 positive experience. We are easier drawn into negative conversations and experiences than we are into positive, because it's part of our evolution. We needed that negative to warn us when we were, as humans were evolving. So it plays a part, but now in modern society, we don't need it as much. But the problem is hardwired within our brain. So it's being able to go beyond that and go, well, actually, let me look at the people that I've got with me. I've been in the health and well-being for 20 years. So I know, and I've worked with a lot of people who they've had a particular illness. So what they do is they go to a support group, which is great. Okay. But are the people in your support group, are they at the stage that you're at right now? They go, yeah, pretty much. They go, well, do you want to be at this stage or do you want to now be on the next stage? We'll go, I want to be on the next stage. We'll go, well, see who in the group or what other groups there are that have actually achieved the thing that you want to achieve. Because sometimes what we do, we go to the nearest group, that people who are closest to us. Okay, sometimes the group of people that you want are actually the people who may not even be in the group anymore, but they've been through that experience that you've been through. So seek out the right people can actually help you resolve your problem by following what they've already done.
Oh, that's a good point, because I think that in business too. I always like to be, what I'll say, the least experienced in the group, because that's where I learn the most, is coming in from that fresh
Absolutely.
Set of eyes
so
into
true.
A totally new environment. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So, okay, well, we've put this behind us that, okay, that where we got to in our to-do list on the last 6 months and our health and everything, it is what it is. And here we are starting the next part of 2017. And we've looked at the to-do list and come to terms with it. Where do we go from there? What do we do? And I know that's a big question. Maybe we should take a quick commercial break and everybody hold that thought. We'll
okay.
be right back after this.
Good idea.
I could tell by the Dean's eyes there that this was going to be a great answer. So we'll be right back, folks.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and we're here today with Dean Griffiths, and he's known as the Soul Whisperer, and he's calling in all the way from the UK, so I really appreciate him and our dealing with our time zones and everything, because he isn't the absolute expert for us. He is the CEO of Energy Fusion, an online health and wellness platform that's goal is to help over 100 million people take charge of their health. And we were just talking about, here it is, the middle of the year, now what? So Dean, we've realized maybe we didn't get as far, but we're ready to start fresh. Put a new stake in the ground and say, okay, from here, now what?
I've been listening to a book by a guy called Grant Cardone. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a sales guy. And he does a book about goal setting. And he uses a great example. He says, what happens is that people want normal. They want good, right? They just want to set a certain standard. I go, that's good. But he says, let me give you an example. He says, if you go to the movies and you've got this trailer come up and it says, here we've got now is a normal movie with normal actors. And it's just going to be a normal kind of movie that you're going to watch. Would you really want to watch a movie? Probably not, right?
No. I go, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So how about if you go, this is going to be an amazing movie. So I would say when you look at your goals, don't set normal goals. Set something way beyond what you think you can achieve. Because whatever you think you can achieve, I guarantee you can probably go way beyond that. The thing is that most people are setting goals and some people practice this and they go, well, just try and aim for something that's realistic. I go, that's fine. That's your lower level. Well, the next level is what can you actually achieve if you put a bit more effort into it? Well, maybe I could achieve this. And then what can you actually achieve if you really kind of put all the intention, you've got a few people to help you, what can you actually achieve? Now you've got three levels. Now what happens is when I work with my clients, I go, we've got now three goals that we can work with. So, you know, if it's a health challenge, for instance, you know, you want to, say, lose weight, or if you want to lose, say, your goal is 10 pounds, and that's, you know, 10 pounds, I can achieve that. That's fine in the next 6 months. Well, what about 15? Okay, so 15 is your middle. Now, how about if you make 20 or 25, now you're top. Now, if you reach your 10, you've achieved your goal. You reach your 15, you've achieved your goal. You reach your 20 or 25, you've achieved your goal. Now you've done is that you haven't stopped at 10, because what happens is people get their 10 and they stop. They go, well, I've achieved my goal, and they end up going back into the old routine and they go back into the old way. Now, if you keep setting this, that limit higher and higher, you're going to have to keep going and keep pushing, because you go, wow, if I've achieved my 10 maybe 3 months, well, what can I achieve in the next 3 months? Now maybe I need to change it even more. Maybe that top one should be 30 or 35. The thing is that we stop way too early. So people underestimate what they can really achieve when you really put the effort into it. So for me, it's going, wherever you think you are right now, up it. Add another 10, 15, 20, 30, 40%. And then also have in between that the different layers. Because it doesn't matter where you think you are right now, it's where you want to be in the future. So for me, it's always going, look at where you are right now, then think, what can I realistically do? What if I do a little bit more? And then what if I can really put in a lot of effort, what I've really achieved? Now you've got three goals to work to. That first one, you're probably going to meet that easily. But now there's more motivation to drive you further now to keep going to achieve the high ones. Make sense?
Absolutely. Although I have to put a little question mark in my head here. So when we're achieving, these would be health goals in this case, in my mind, when we're achieving our health goals, and I'm glad you used one like about the weight, sometimes it's hard to stay positive. What are your tips for staying, even if we're achieving the goal, maybe we're not achieving it as fast as we'd like, or we can see that we're making progress on the goal. Every so often, I know this happens in business too, you know, you get that phone call or whatever. I call them the dips in the goals. Let's talk about staying positive, because I like that idea of having the continual sliding scale of the goal, because you're so right on also many things, including my health challenge. I am way ahead of where they said I would be. They're always going, Sharon, this is just amazing. But my question is, it's hard when you have those dips. You'll have a flare or something to get motivated again. So let's talk about the dips in the goals.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing is you ask anyone who's achieved any success whether in business or health to achieve their goals, it's not easy, right? That's the thing that sometimes we have to face, is that whatever goal I want to achieve, it's going to be tough. The thing is, if it was all easy, then life would be just we just sail through life. The thing is, we're not here just to kind of breeze through life. We're here to set challenges and try and achieve those challenges. So for me, it's going, we're going to have bad days. The other thing is, you're going to get knocked down 7 times, but you're going to get up 8 times. It's how much you can keep going on. It's that resilience that we actually have as human beings that we forget about. And obviously, each person has a different level. But each time you tap into that resilience, the stronger it gets. So for me, it's going, you can look at that down and go, okay, maybe I'm not working hard enough. You can beat yourself up. Play the poor me card if you need to. But the thing is, how long do you want to do that for? Because how many times before have you done that? And how did that work out for you? And normally they go, well, actually, yeah, you know, I gave up on my goal. Okay, well, recognize it. Great, perfect. You know that you probably didn't do as well as you'd like to. But now let's get up. Let's move again. Let's keep going. Because it's, you know, I always say, look, we spend more of our time on a plateau than we do actually going up. So the thing is, don't expect, you know, I actually, it's quite interesting. I've got it with my mum right now. She's been trying to lose weight and she's losing around about 1 pound a week. So I'm going, that's amazing. I said, you know, she was diagnosed with diabetes a few months ago. And I said, you know, I said, you're doing better than most people who are going through this. And she's so annoyed with herself. She's going, I'm just disappointed. I'm like, 1 pound a week. She goes, I want to achieve more. I'm going, 1 pound a week is so good. So again, it's also looking at what people think they can achieve, that they're overestimating often. They're thinking, well, I can do probably 2 or 3 pounds. They're going, okay, let's be realistic. 2 or 3 would be great. But remember, it's going back to that sliding scale. That 1 would be great. 2 would be brilliant. 3 would be amazing, right? So again, it's being able to use that scale for me as we go along. So when we hit those low points, we go, okay, I only reach that bottom target. Fine, doesn't matter. I still reach 1 target. Now, next time I'm going to push a little bit harder, because I know if I only did this amount of work to achieve that target, what I need to do now is a little bit more to achieve the next target. So really for me, it's about not kind of dwelling on that kind of where you are right now. It's going, this is where I am right now, but where I want to go is a lot higher. So again, going back to what I said earlier, it's about having the right support around you as well, because if you have the right people around you, well, that's going to motivate you anyway, because they're going to step in and go, don't worry, you've got this. We're here with you. Keep going. That's basically how it works. You know, it's whether you keep yourself going and then you have the right people around you to help keep you supported and motivated as you go along.
Well, let's talk about the people around us. I know we've jumped back and forth about that, but brought something up about the poor me card. I was thinking that oftentimes what I bump into is the poor you card, where, you know, even family, friends, or even just people you've known, and all of a sudden they come back into your life and they start playing the poor you card. It's really easy to sop that up like a sponge. So how do we tell people, with all love and kindness and gratitude, please play the thriver card, play the raha bravo card, not the poor you card?
But you know, it's going back to what we were saying earlier. It's about who you surround yourself with. Who's in your support group that you're using? Are you using, you know, I often say to a lot of big goals that people try and achieve, don't look to family members. Because especially if you look at where our patterns have come from, they've come from our family members. So I go, you're probably going to get the same pattern. If your parents didn't achieve their goals, well, they're probably not going to be the most supportive all the time, because they want to help you, of course. but they probably haven't achieved their goals in life. So they're probably not going to, they're going to be the ones who are going to go, that's fine. It's maybe it's not your time yet. You know, whatever excuse, okay, I want you to seek out people who've achieved that goal. People who are motivated, who will keep pushing you, doesn't matter. And to me, that's normally going to be like close friends. For me personally, I've always found like close friends, those kind of people. And then I go to family when I'm looking to really achieve the big goals. And then I've got certain networks of people like which we're part of that I go to that I know have achieved those goals. And they're the people that are going to keep pushing you, especially on those hard days. So really, sometimes it's hard to kind of push family and those close people away from you at these kind of times because they want to support you, and from their heart, they really want to be there for you. But when it really comes down to it, they're not going to be the ones who are actually going to push you when it comes to achieving your bigger goals.
Right. And that's what I always say. I put people in two sort of categories. I have the one group who I say are always, yes, those pants don't make you look fat regardless of what. They're just there. They love you regardless. And then I have friends that tell me the truth. And it doesn't exactly mean that this side of the group doesn't love me or anything else. That's just how they are. That's just what they want to be, and that's where they are in my world. But then I have a small core group. I'll say, tell me the truth, or slap me back into reality, or push me harder, like, come on, you know how to do that type of thing. So doesn't really matter from where they come, as long as they fit into that group that I say that always are supportive, yet tell you the truth. And those are the ones that I exactly think are important.
I said it's sometimes hard when you've got family, because like I said, you have to understand is people are only giving you opinion. So you have to understand they're coming from their place. Never take it personally as well, is that people just want to help you ultimately always, but they're coming from their place, not from where you want to be. So that for me is always key, just to recognize that.
It's so hard not to take it personally. In my business communications work, I have a little tip that I learned from a dear friend named Michael Grinder. He always tells his clients to walk around with a Q-tip. And that's what we call them here in the States. But you know, the little swab, and it's a brand name. But yeah, he always says you put that in your pocket as a visual reminder for quit taking it personally. And so every time you see this visual reminder, then you're like, okay, quit taking it personally. Because you're so right. There's so many things in our world that we take personally. And I'm thinking even coming across a harried doctor who just he or she doesn't have on a time schedule, whatever. And we take that personally. We're like, well, that doctor doesn't like me. Or it's amazing how many times we fall into that trap of taking things personally.
Very true. Very true. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned like doctors, because physicians, you know, you have to remember they're working on a system. So they're following a system that the biggest complaint I get from most of my clients, they go to their doctor and they can only give them 5 minutes, 10 minutes of their time. They go, but I need more time. I need some more support. Thinking that they're the person who's going to resolve all their problems. They go, no, they're just one person in your network. Just because they've got that level of expertise doesn't mean that they're the person who's going to help you every single time. So if someone's only giving you 5 minutes, appreciate that 5 minutes. It doesn't really matter. The thing is that everybody is coming in your space and you're giving you time. They're giving you what they have available to them. So the idea is to use it as best that you can. So for me, if your doctor is only giving you 5 minutes, then make the best of that 5 minutes. Write down your questions you need the answers to the most, and then focus on that, and then go to other people. The other people now, you know, we're in a network of people with a health background. You know, I have this whole thing about doctors is that, and I love doctors. I think they do an amazing job, but they know nothing about nutrition. I don't know about in the US, but in the UK, they do 1 month of training after 7 years.
I was talking to a doctor the other day who said she got 4 hours in her entire medical training. I'm like, 4 hours on nutrition? And you wonder, you're asking me, what am I doing to keep myself healthy? And I've said, you know, 99% of it's nutrition. Wow. So at least you guys have a little more. Yeah. But let's go. I interrupted you there.
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm saying is that there's this expectation that doctors, and I think it's what society has put, is that we've put them on a certain pedestal. So we think we can just go to them for everything, for our mental health. You know, most doctors don't understand mental health. So we go to them and they're going, well, I'll give you the information I know. But we're kind of feeling, looking at them thinking, well, you're meant to be the expert. I'm going, no, this guy is only trained in understanding medication and actually the general stuff. When we look to specialize, there's certain people you need to go to. You know, I've done over 10 years of training in nutrition. I'm not even a nutritionist. So it's actually, don't worry about the title. The title is just what we give ourselves. Going back to the whole disease thing, is they're just titles, right? Who's the right person who can actually help me right now? They'd be surprised. I've met people who've got blogs online who are sharing information that they've got no qualifications, but they've spent their whole life researching and doing the work, and actually they can share so much wisdom with you. So sometimes it's actually just finding the right people to actually help you resolve the problem. Don't think that it's always, going back to what we were saying before, it's not always going to be your family. It's not always going to be the obvious people that you have to go to. Sometimes there are other people around you that actually can give you so much more advice.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I tell my doctors, look, I think I know more about autoimmune. Not only am I living it, but I've got all these episodes and talking to experts around the world on all everything else. So it's like, okay. When they'd say something, I'm like, that's not the latest research. But anyway, I digress there, because that's true. You need to look around, but you also need to be very discerning. I think you pointed that out, and I just want to double star that you need to be very discerning when you're seeking out. There's all sorts of help out there, and whether it's the right help for you, you need to be able to discern that, if that's the right help for you. Because sometimes I've had people say things to me, and I'm not opposed to them. Maybe it worked for them, but I'm like, for whatever reason, that just doesn't only resonate with me logically, but intuitively. So we need to take a quick commercial break, and we'll get back with Dina on how to trust that intuition part of our healing process, because my work with Dina and everything has been enhancing that intuitive part of us, and I think that's led to a great health breakthroughs for me too. So we'll be right back with Dean in just a minute.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon. And of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And we're here today talking with the just absolutely awesome Dean Griffiths. And he's also known as the Soul Whisperer. You probably have heard of that moniker or tagline for him. He's an intuitive coach whose passion is in life is empowering people to live a life on purpose. And he is the CEO of Energy Fusion, an online health and wellness platform whose goal is to empower over 100 million people to take charge of their own health. And before the break, I wanted just alluded to this topic of trusting your gut, trusting your intuition. And I think a lot of times there's a real pull between trying to discern different types of, there's so many, I'll say even in what we'll call traditional medicine, so many opportunities or ways to make a choice. But too often our own gut is ignored. I can think of a few times where actually I've just said to a doctor, you know, that might be right for you, but I don't know, it's just not working for me. And that's a tough thing to say to what I call the white coat authority. So let's talk about how, what is intuition, and then we'll talk about how can we grow our in trusting our intuition.
Yeah, you know, intuition is that inner voice, which I hate to say, but most people have quieted down and they rather go externally to listen to someone else's voice. Someone that they've put, again, on a pedestal, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a friend, family. So for me, we all have it. I'm very lucky that I actually, it's basically what I use for my work. So I've learned to listen to that voice inside and go, and actually, what I say to people, you haven't got one voice. You've got a whole collection of voices. So it's,
I like to call it the chorus.
Right? So, yeah, so okay. There's, you know, people go, yeah, I'm a schizophrenic. Well, yeah, we're actually all schizophrenic. It's fine. It's we've all got the voices in our head. It's actually how much we listen to them. I kind of admire schizophrenics when I go, because actually maybe you're giving your voices too much attention, but at least you're listening to them, because most people are not even listening to them. So for me, intuition is that little voice inside, that wise voice. And it's discerning which voice you want to hear right now. So for me, it comes back to which questions am I asking myself? So, you know, it always comes back. I say never ask a yes, no kind of question. Ask something that you want real clarification on. That's where your intuition, because our brains are kind of created so that it can go and find answers. So what it does is it will automatically go back to what it knows in the past. That's how our brains are designed. They're designed to go back and find what we've done in the past. So say, keep asking questions, because basically that's what your brain's doing all day long anyway. It's answering questions for you. But the thing is that we ask the same questions all day long. Now, if you want an answer to something different, you've got to ask different questions. And don't take the first answer. Wait for the right voice to come through. Because once you start kind of listening to your voice, you know which voice is the one, which is the one just pops in and says, well, you just do that. And then you've got the other voice that goes, no, wait. Just wait a moment. Now, what about this? Oh, okay, that's different. Now, that feels, and that's going back to what you're saying. You can feel it. There's a very different feeling between the voice of, well, this is basically what happened last time, this is what we do this time, to the voice that goes, I know what you're thinking, but maybe we should actually just wait 5 minutes and then take that step forward. So for me, intuition is about learning to feel the difference between the different voices in your head, but making sure that you're asking the right questions and knowing which voice you want to listen to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have to be honest, I have a couple of things that I do, and one of them is one particular place. I don't know why, but when I'm in the shower, oftentimes that voice comes through. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I'm really stuck and I've been stuck for a while, and obviously I take showers every day, but I go there with the intention to take a shower, with the intention of just letting that voice come through. I know that sounds odd. But
I'm going to say that there are two places that you ask questions before you go into one of these two places. One is the shower, definitely. I've had some of my best downloads. The other one is, as much as I hate to say it, is actually on the toilet. Because basically what's happening is our brain is actually switching over into automatic mode. You don't have to think about showering. You don't have to think about going to the toilet. So now that flow of information is a lot smoother. So for me, whenever I have a big problem, I guarantee you, either on the toilet or in the shower, is when the answer's coming. And I remember working a few years ago on a project, living with my housemate, we were talking about a project, and I got into the bathroom, and it became like a habit. Because over the next week, every morning I come out of the shower, I go, I found the answer. I've got the answer. I know what it is now. Because each time I went in, I set an intention. Here's my question, and the answer would come while I'm sharing. Because I'm just focusing on sharing. All of a sudden, this flow of information comes in, and there's your answer. So shower, toilet. great way of doing it.
Well, you know, I keep threatening to go to like a scuba shop and get one of those waterproof tablets, because sometimes if I don't hop right out and write it down, that wonderful moment disappears. So folks, if you try this technique, have a piece of paper or something that you can scribble it down on right away, because I can guarantee you the brain moves on once it's solved that problem really quick. The other place that it happened just recently to me has nothing to do with my health, guys, but I was up at an event in Calgary, and on a two-hour plane ride home, it's not a long distance from Calgary, but I had the full intention of working on a baby, crocheting a baby blanket. I have to get it done. I keep joking. The baby was born recently. I keep joking. I hope he doesn't get this for his high school graduation. So I had every intention of finishing his blanket. What happened? As some of you, and I know Dean knows, that I've been writing a series of children's books, and they all based around a character called Pinky Chenille. And lo and behold, Pinky popped into my head, and an entire another story came out. The entire length of the story came out just like that. So anyway, you never know when it's going to happen. So I immediately whipped out my little 3 and 5 note cards, which I carry with me, and started writing the story. Oh my goodness, I was so shocked. So you never know when those things are going
to
happen.
And that's so true, actually. And that goes back to something that I read about years ago, Leonardo da Vinci. That's basically how he resolved a lot of these problems. He basically said is that what happens is that when we have a particular thing that we want to resolve, is we overthink about it. So the idea is go and think about something totally different. And all of a sudden, this information will drop in, your answer will drop in, because you're not giving it all this attention. So because remember, your brain's only going back to what it knows. So it's like a bouncing ball. It keeps going back to the same place. You go, I'm not finding the answer. Now, if you disrupt the brain, you think about something totally different, your brain can now look elsewhere, because you're not trying to focus it in one thing. Now you're away from that. Now your brain will go off and find the right answer for you. So that's a perfect example, is that you wasn't focusing on that thing, but it gave you that information at the right time.
I find that happens when I lose things too. I imagine it's the same process. When I lose things, and then I'm like, all right, I give up. You know, I guess I'm just going to go have to get a new whatever. And lo and behold, the next thing that happens is, maybe I should look. Oh, and as my friend always likes to joke, they're always in the last place you look. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. But anyway,
yeah,
oh my goodness.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit more. So we're starting to discern these different voices in our head, what I like to call the chorus. Sometimes they don't sing in tune, like Dean pointed out. As we begin to trust our intuition, it can be a little scary, because you can have a lot of voices saying, what? 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 And so let's talk a little bit about how we begin to, and we talked a little bit about, but let's go deeper into that trust component of, yeah, this, I always say it just feels right, but maybe that's too simplistic.
Yeah, I think ultimately it just feels right. But I think for most people, and maybe for me and you, we're probably a little bit better now, a bit further on, because we've been using it for longer. But for me, it just comes from trial and error, is knowing, again, it's being able to have, and I have basically daily dialogue with myself all the time. So when I'm going out for a walk, or I'm on a train, or I'm just sitting, just relaxing, I'll go into dialogue with myself and I start to learn the different voices. So I start to know which voice is the voice that I want to connect with when I really want some wisdom, which one is the one that's going to motivate me when I want to go and train and it's kind of getting late. Like, yeah, I think it was like 2 days ago, it was like 7, 8 p.m. I'm thinking, maybe I can wait until tomorrow to train. And there's that voice goes, no, you're going to go, because it's literally just down below where I am right now. I just go down and train. And I did. So that voice jumped in. So for me, it's spending time with yourself, spending time with those little voices and understanding which voice is there for which thing. That I always find, for me personally, that wise voice is very soft. It doesn't, I suppose it's not loud, but it's got a certain energy to it. So when it comes through, you just feel it. Like, even though it's calm, it's going now. It's kind of got like a push to it. You go, okay, that's the one I've got to listen to. But for me, that's taken me quite a few years, and I'm still learning, because like I said, we've got this whole chorus of voices, right? So it's going to go, we've got to learn the whole chorus. We've got to learn each member. We've got to learn their different roles. And some of them work in teams. So you're like, oh my God, this could take it does take time. So, you know, when I'm working with my clients in their 20s and early 30s, I'm going, don't worry if you haven't got it yet. This is a process that you have to go through. I guarantee you're going to mess up more times than you get it right. Then you're going to get into a period where you're just going to start nailing it, because you just know, you start to tune into that voice, and all of a sudden, you and that voice are like one. It's like a synchronicity. Just between the two of you just starts to work. So for me, it's just a process. Just got to keep going and find and connect. Keep connecting internally. This is where things like meditation are really good, or journaling, because that for me is my way of connecting with those voices and listening to what's really going on.
Oh, absolutely. And I like to also say, Dean, and we've talked about this before, is whose voice is it? Oftentimes I have found, you know, family members' voices in there, teachers from, you know, kindergarten even in there saying things. And I have to discern, is this some of my higher good voices, the wisdom voices, or is this just somebody's voice who, you know, got some sort of earworm stuck in there and repeats over? So be discerning on whose voice it is, because I think that was one of my big lessons when I learned to go, oh my gosh, no, that's not my internal wisdom voice. That's just a voice that's sort of stuck playing a loop.
That's very true. And it's actually, like I said, you've got family members, you've got all those people from the past, their voices. So it's just realizing, which voice do I need to listen to right now? And I say, look, all the voices in your head have all got an opinion. So it's which opinion do you need right now? Yeah, so it's going, which one do you want to listen to right now? Do you want to listen to that wisdom voice? And actually, I give them names. So like my inner child, I call it Tommy. So when Tommy's speaking, he's got a certain tone. Now I know when he's speaking. So it's great. So, you find your way of working with it. Mine have different names, and that's kind of how I know when they're working with me and they're giving me certain information.
I love that. Mine don't have names yet. I'm going to work on that. The one
you
thing
can work
I do.
On that's a great idea.
Yeah. One of the things I do though, when that voice comes through, I know it when I hear it, and I always thank it immediately. Like within just this minute, I have that recognition of, oh, that's it. I begin to have massive gratitude for it to pop through all of the, you know, all the chatter. And so I think that's important too, is to express gratitude when those moments of, ah, okay, that's it.
And also with all the voices, you know, if I get the worrying voice coming through, I go, thank you for being here. Do I need to be really worrying right now? Is it really important? And it will just go quiet. So really, I know that it's not actually, it just feels that I'm meant to be reacting right now. And I just acknowledge it, and I say, thank you for being there. But do I actually really need to be taking notice of this right now? And most of the time not. So it's, remember, this is everything's on automatic mode. So a lot of these voices just dropping in because for whatever reason, you're just repeating the same pattern. So they think, oh, it's my turn to speak, off I go. It's just, again, it's that communication between the two.
I'm glad you bring that up. Thank you. That's another thing I'm going to make a check mark here on my thing to do as well, is to think even the voices that at that moment might not be appreciated. I need to learn to appreciate them.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Yeah, they all have opinions. Remember that at the end of the day, it's a bit like we're saying with family members. They're all coming from the right place, but which one do you need to listen to right now? That's for me what it's about.
We need to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with a few of the last tips that Dean shared with us. This is just amazing in understanding our intuition and how it helps us heal, as well as setting goals, because those two play, in my mind, are like dance partners, our goals and our intuition. So we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, and we're here with Dean Griffiths, who's also known as the Soul Whisperer, empowering us to live our life on purpose, and I always add, regardless of our diagnosis, because he's just fantastic for helping all people, but if it's here on the Autoimmune Hour, I always say, regardless of our diagnosis. He's the founder and CEO of Energy Fusion, an online health and wellness platform whose goal is to empower 100 million people to take charge of their own health. And today we've been talking about goal setting, and then we got into this idea of listening to our intuition and how it can help us set goals.
Just want to recap on something which is, I think, is so important, what we've talked about in our conversation. It's about not being so structured, so solid about our goals. We need to have flexibility. For me, it's really important that people don't go, okay, this is my goal, and I achieve this or I don't achieve anything. I go, is be open to changing what you're trying to achieve. Be open to looking at it and going, okay, maybe I don't really want that goal anymore. Maybe I want to change it into a totally different goal. You know, it's sometimes we get so rigid in the way that we think, and I hate to say it, but there are a lot of systems out there which are very, you've got to follow this particular system and you just do it this way. Okay, that works for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. So you've got to find your way to, I find for most people, they've got to learn how to kind of weave their way through to achieve their goal. I always find that there are two types of people. They're the ones who I call the big picture people. They're the ones who just purely focus on the goal. So if their goal is to lose a certain amount of weight by the end of the year, that's what they focus on. And then all the different, the detail to achieve that happens naturally for them. And then you've got the people who I call detail people. They're the ones who, you set the goal, done, now. You've got to focus on what the steps I've got to take to achieve that goal. So I always find, you generally know which one you are. I mean, I'm a detailed person, so I've got goals, but I'm always focusing on what do I need to do today? What do I need to do this week to achieve that goal? And if I get to the end of the week or the end of the day and I haven't done everything, I'm not going to beat myself up. And I go, okay, I need to reevaluate and see what else do I need to put more effort in? Do I need to move my goalposts? Do I need to change things a little bit? So it's always being able to say, look, nothing is set in stone. It's just a starting point from where you are right now, and then see what you need to change as you go along on the journey.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yes, I'm always use the phrase, what next? That's so, it's yeah. Somewhat of a relief to me is what next? I know the big goal, but I just say what next? So Dean, tell us more about your website and how people can get a hold of you and all your fantastic information.
Yes, and my website is deangriffiths.co.uk. I have a Living Life of Purpose ebook that you can download for free. Something that I use is numerology. So you also get access to numerology and understanding your life path number, which is really powerful. But I've also got a goal setting e-course. Now, most e-courses, literally, you're just following a script. My e-course is actually, I personalize it. So basically, you do some coaching with me in between. So basically, I tune into you and I work with you and I help you achieve your goals for you personally. I found people actually achieve their goals a lot quicker, a lot easier, because I'm not trying to take them through a system. I'm helping them find their way of achieving their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those can be found at theingriffiths.co.uk.
Oh, fantastic. And we'll have that up on the website, folks, at lifeinterruptedradio.com, and also over on all the other places that the website shows up. So thank you so much, Dean, for being a part of our Life Interrupted Radio group here of fantastic coaches. I just love it. And thank you for being so available and sharing great information. Everyone, have a great weekend, whatever your adventures, and as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.